The polls are opening now in parts of Kentucky. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, one of five states holding primaries today. The voting starts in a half hour in North Carolina, where there are Senate races.
Republican Representative Ted Budd picked up the endorsement of former President Trump, despite other well-known names in the race, like Congressman Mark Walker and former Governor Pat McCrory. Democrats appear to be coalescing around former State Chief Justice Sherry Beasley.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Pennsylvania. There's another Senate seat currently Republican-held. Democrats hope to turn blue. John Fetterman is the favorite to win today, despite just suffering a minor stroke in the Democratic primary. The GOP race, a three-way battle.
I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-energy. I'll end the plenty again.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is President Trump's endorsement, but Dave McCormick says,
I'm uniquely aligned on conservative values, able to win the general election.
Kathy Barnett surged into contention, telling the Brian Kilmeade radio show,
contrary to what mainstream media is trying to say, I did not just fall from under a rock yesterday.
President Biden will go to Buffalo, New York today.
The community still trying to process the loss of 10 innocent lives taken on Saturday. Through tears, heartbroken families describing their loved ones who police say were murdered because of the color of their skin.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Buffalo. The accused gunman's a white 18-year-old. The supermarket shooting being investigated as a hate crime. So is Sunday's church shooting in California, where one person was killed, five injured.
A politically motivated hate incident, a grievance that this individual had between himself and the Taiwanese community at large.
Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes, the accused gunman, is Chinese American. Another day, another record price at the gas pump. Regular up 4 more cents this morning. AAA's national average now $4.52. It's over $4 in every state for the first time. California, $6.02. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Senate has advanced the bill to provide another $40 billion worth of weapons and aid to Ukraine to fend off Russia's invasion. It's already been approved by the House. Last night's vote sets up a final vote later in the week. A select few police officers and firefighters honored for their service.
President Biden awarding medals of valor at the White House Monday.
It's my honor now to award these medals and ask the military aides to read the citations. Thank you.
15 public safety officers receiving the awards, including two who died in the line of duty. Among the recipients, 9 police officers and 6 firefighters. The White House describes the Medal of Valor as being awarded to public safety officers who have exhibited exceptional courage regardless of personal safety in the attempt to save or protect others from harm. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
4 police officers wounded along with 2 medics in Windsor Mill, Maryland outside Baltimore last night, injured in an explosion at a nail salon shortly after arriving to a report of a disturbance involving a former employee. That person was also hurt and the only one of the 7 with injuries said to be life-threatening. Days after Elon Musk tweeted he's putting his Twitter purchase on hold, the billionaire tweeted again overnight that 20% or more of Twitter's accounts are fake and his offer to buy the social media site was based on Twitter claims that bot accounts are less than 5%. Musk wrote, unless Twitter's CEO publicly shows proof of that, the deal can't move forward. If the purchase falls through,
there is a $1 billion breakup fee and a, quote, specific performance clause, which gives Twitter the right to sue Musk if he still has the financing from the banks, remember, but he doesn't close the deal.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. On Wall Street, stocks may start the day with a rebound. Dow futures up over 500 points. Markets overseas are mixed. The Dow yesterday gained 26, but the Nasdaq sell-off continued with a 142-point drop. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.